Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson, talking antibiotics and more in just a moment.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle.
One of the hotter topics that animal agriculture's had to deal with here in 2015, antibiotic use in animal production. Hannah Thompson is with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, and she says this is a challenging subject for most folks in livestock production.
Absolutely. I've heard someone say that if you think you have a good handle on the antibiotic situation, you haven't been following it long enough. So there are a lot of different practices out there, and it's also very different from industry to industry. So you've probably seen a lot of poultry companies making announcements about no antibiotics ever and phasing out antibiotics, but that's very different than industries like beef or pork. But a consumer doesn't understand those kind of differences, so they might be making some demands or asking some questions. So it's a really tough issue, but of course antibiotics are a really critical tool to animal care. So I think a lot of people don't understand that even if a farm or a restaurant or a retailer has a no antibiotics ever policy, if that animal gets sick, they need to be treated, and usually they are, and then they're sold in a different channel. So we need to make sure that those alternative channels remain open. Antibiotics remain a tool that farmers can use to ensure animal health.
Now, the Animal Agriculture Alliance that Hannah Thompson's a part of does a really good job in monitoring some of the activities of groups like the HSUS, who really want to see the end of meat consumption in the U.S.
What they're doing is they've kind of broken it down to an incremental changes approach. So they know that going to consumers and saying stop eating animal products is probably not going to work because people love them. The vast majority of our population consumes them regularly. So what they're doing is this incremental changes approach, where if they can start by phasing out certain practices and making it less efficient and more difficult, and of course every time a farmer has to make a really significant capital investment in changing their farm, you're going to lose some producers that just can't afford to make that change. And of course that's their end goal, is to lose more and more at every step. And really interestingly, of course, cage-free for laying hens has been a really huge topic that HSUS has really been pushing, but already their staff is starting to say that cage-free isn't good enough, that the chickens still don't have outdoor access, and they're still too, in their words, overcrowded. So we're already starting to see those changes go into effect, and the goalpost is just going to continue to move until there is no production agriculture.
And that moving to the goalpost is part of their strategy.
Oh, absolutely. Again, they know, they break it down and try to make it sound more palatable. So they know, again, if they go into meat with a retailer or restaurant and say stop serving meat, it's not going to work. But if they can start with these small little changes that they think are more appealing to distract away from their true mission, that they might get more traction that way.
Describing the war against modern animal agriculture, that's Hannah Thompson with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She says groups like HSUS have as their underlying goal, they won't ever say it in their advertising, but she says clearly their goal is to eliminate animal agriculture as we know it. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Boost your no-till knowledge at the 20th anniversary No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference and AIM Symposium, January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. It's all in a brand new conference format. Last call for discounts. Current prices extended until January 8th. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crustbuster Seed King, Agroculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.